Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon, and I'm joined this morning by two of my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Good.
Great.
All right, I'm happy to have with me Miss Taria and Mr. Luke, Alexander Gladney. And I'm happy to see that they are still with me, even though they are on spring break. We are coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. Today, what our Junior Giants will be reporting on are the Ten Commandments. They are going to give us their perspective and how they think the Ten Commandments relate to this day and time. It is important that they know God's word and they know what God is requiring of them as they grow older. And so we're going to take a look at the Ten Commandments. They're just not a bunch of rules, do's and don'ts, because God was mean and didn't want us to do anything. They are... They provide structure so that we can govern our lives and we know how to live in a way that pleases God. Before we get started this morning, I want to thank the parents, as always, for allowing me to have this opportunity to be with their children on a Saturday morning. I do recognize that Saturdays are very busy days for households with children in them. I also recognize that because the children are on spring break and they're coming to the end of their spring break, that there are other activities that they could be doing. And so I'm very grateful to the parents for allowing us to have their children for this time period on a Saturday morning. I want to also let you know that Junior Giants is for children between the ages of 7 and 12, and we are recruiting. They need to be, like I said, between the ages of 7 and 12, and they need to be able to read, and they can't be too shy when it comes to presenting the information that they have researched. So if you have any children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, that may fall into this category and they may want to try something different, please give me a call at 678-516-5570. You can leave me a message, and I will get back to you at my very earliest convenience. And so that number again is 678-516-5570. Junior Giants has been in operation now for five years, going on 6 years. And it has been a pleasure to work with some of the best children I've worked with in my career. I worked with children for a very long time. I won't give you a number because it's a very big number. But I've been privileged to work with a very outstanding group of young people. And so if you have children that fall into that category, just contact me. You can also reach me on our website, which is juniorgiantspeaks.com. But the easiest way is by phone, and that once again is 678-516-5570. We're going to get started now. And like I said, we are talking about the Ten Commandments. And you can find the Ten Commandments in the Bible in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And they are really a very simple but powerful way to govern our lives. And I'm interested to see which of the Ten Commandments our Junior Giant reporters chose. They had the option to choose five and to tell us about those. And so we're going to get started this morning. We're going to start with Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. I like to say his whole name because it's just befitting for who he is. Luke, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. How is your week going?
Pretty awesome.
Okay. So what are you doing for spring break? It's almost over.
Today I'm going to Stone Mountain with my mom, my grandma, my auntie, and my cousin. And tomorrow I'm getting a new phone. And I'm also might go to the movies.
Okay. And what movie do you want to see?
Wonder Park. There's other ones I want to see, but they're not out yet. I also want to see Shazam, but I'm probably going to see that with my dad.
Okay. You and your dad into superheroes?
Basically, yes.
Okay. All right. Are you ready with your report this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go right ahead, please.
Good day. This is Luke, your junior diet reporter, and today's show is about the Ten Commandments. I will first give you an overview of the day that the commandments were given, and then I will discuss five of the Ten Commandments. On the day that the commandments were given by God to Moses, the children of Israel were in the desert of Mount Sinai. God instructed Moses to sanctify the children of Israel, and that on the day that he revealed himself by way of a cloud, thundering and lightning, the children of Israel should not come near or touch the mountain because they would not live. On the third day, just as God had told Moses, he spoke and revealed himself by a thick cloud and with smoke and fire and the sound of the trumpet, of a trumpet. I believe God gave us these commandments because in a world full of sin, he still wants peace and happiness. The five commandments that I will discuss are: honor your parents, do not steal, do not testify falsely against your neighbor, do not commit adultery, and do not kill. You should honor your parents because they do so much to help and protect you. You should not steal but work so that you can buy what you need or simply ask others to help with your needs. Stealing hurts others, and that is not God's way. You should not lie about your neighbor because they do not lie about you. You should not use adultery because God picked the right wife or husband for you. You should not kill because God wants a world full of peace and love. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter. Have a great day. Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, my mic was muted. Okay, so you have picked, I see you picked honor your parents, do not steal, do not lie, do not commit adultery, and don't kill. So I'm going to ask you a few questions here. Tell me why you really think it's important to honor your parents, and how do you honor them?
I think it's important to honor your parents because they do so much to protect you, and they do so much to help you, and they just want you to do your best. And I honor my parents by doing what they say and getting good grades and being the best person I can be.
Okay. So tell me something. What about lying? Why is lying so dangerous?
Lying is dangerous because say you say something really bad and you lie about someone, that can be dangerous because when you tell other people that, they can start telling the police and that person can get in big trouble.
Okay. So it can destroy someone's reputation. Okay.
Yes.
Another question. So there's more than one way to kill somebody. Can you tell me what those ways are?
You can mentally hurt them. You can physically hurt them. You can verbally hurt them. Mentally and physically are the most common ways because mentally you can convince them to commit suicide, and physically is when, like, when you touch them and you hurt them physically with your hands, and those are the ways to kill someone.
Okay. And another way is with our mouths. You know, like you said when you were talking about lying, you can kill somebody's reputation with the things that you say, and that's a way to kill. So we have to be careful about following these commandments. The commandments are not difficult. We just have to ask God to help us. And then follow and do what he says. It makes our life easier when we follow them. When we think we know what's best, that's usually when we get in trouble. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gladney.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me, I know you have to get off, so let me ask you the question of the day now, okay?
Yes, sir.
The question of the day is, which commandment is the most important to you that you follow, you try to follow very well? You really try to follow this commandment. Which one of them is that?
The commandment that is most important to me is to honor my parents, because when you were born, it was because of your parents. They help you and they make you into a person, because without them, you wouldn't be able to survive on your own. And without God, you wouldn't be able to survive, because God made them give you. And it's important to honor your parents, because they try so hard to do things for you, and they want you to grow up and have a family and be good, but they don't want you to be like them. They want you to be your own person.
Okay. I like that answer. Why, thank you, Luke, and you have an outstanding day today.
You too, Sister Sharon.
Okay. That was Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney giving his perspective of the Ten Commandments. He covered honor your parents, do not steal, do not lie, do not commit adultery, and don't kill. All of them very important. All of them very important. And he felt the most important commandment for him was to honor his parents. And so he did a good job with that. And we're going to continue to move on. We have with us this morning Ms. Taria. Ms. Taria, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good. And how is your week going?
My week was going good because I went to go visit my cousins and my grandma in Alabama.
Okay. And what did you do in Alabama? You visited your family? Did you have your cousins your age?
Maybe younger than me, cousins younger than me by a few years. And, yes, I spent time with my family.
Okay.
And my
That's always
grandma.
Good. That's always good. That's always a good thing. Okay, are you ready with your report?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Taria, and I'm Eugene the Giant Reporter. The Ten Commandments are a list of laws given to Moses to instruct the people of Israel. They are found in the book of Exodus 20, verse 3 through 17. God gave the people of Israel the laws to form a bond between them and God, and to prepare them for the coming of Jesus Christ. I have chosen 5 of the Ten Commandments, and I will share them with you why I think God gave them to us. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. It's the first commandment I chose. It is a reminder that God is the only true God. God can deliver us like he did the children of Israel. He is still delivering us today, and he deserves all the glory and praise. Remember to keep holy the Lord's day. It's the second commandment I chose. It's important to use a day to remember the sacrifices Jesus made for us. On this day, my family attends church to worship God and spend quality time together. Another important commandment is to honor your mother and father. God uses our parents to take care of us and to teach us life lessons while serving God. God says if we honor our parents, he will grant us long life. You shall not steal. should be an important commandment to follow. Stealing dishonors God and makes him feel like you don't trust him to provide for you. He wants you to be happy with the things we already have without taking from others. The final commandment I think is important from to follow is you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Bible loves thy neighbor as you love thyself. If you falsely accuse our neighbors, we will not showing love. God is love, and we should share God's love. The Ten Commandments are principles God uses to teach us how he wants us to live. He uses Moses to teach the Israelites how he expected them to live when he delivered them from the Egyptians and led them to more promising land. It is very important to follow them today because it tells us how God thinks. This is to read your Dream Giant Reporter, and I encourage you to read and practice following the Ten Commandments found in Exodus, starting at chapter 10. Have a blessed week.
Very good, Taria. Very good. I clapped my hands, but didn't make a lot of noise on the radio. You did a good job there. Okay, so you chose the commandments. There's have no other God before you, him. To remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy, to honor your mother and your father, do not steal, and do not bear false witness. Okay, so tell me, how can we have other gods? How does that work?
Many people worship money and houses. And things.
Okay.
That's true, they make those
things more important than God. Okay. You do real good with to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Okay. But what about the other days of the week? What are you supposed to do with them?
The other days of the week, you should still honor and worship God by, like, reading a Bible or praying every now and again, every day.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. You also had honor your mother and father. So how do you honor your parents?
By doing these for them, and I don't take their sacrifices that they do for granted.
Like what? What sacrifices?
Like, maybe, for example, they'll cancel something very important to go to an event at my school. Something like that.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Why is this, why is it dangerous to bear false witness?
Because it's like hurting people. And that is God upset and sad.
Okay. And this is wrong to lie. There's a story, I'm sure you may have heard it, about the boy that cried wolf. Because when you lie and you bear false witness against people, no one knows when to believe you. And that's never good because you need people to believe you. So it's not good to bear false witness. All right. So let's go. Love thy neighbor. Is this a hard commandment to follow?
No, it isn't very hard for me, and it shouldn't be because it's just not being mean to people and actually treating them nice.
Okay. So when we say love thy neighbor, does that mean that always mean the person next door to you?
No, it means people around you, people you may know, people you meet,
okay,
even if they don't treat you.
So how hard is it to treat somebody nice that doesn't treat you nice?
It can be challenging, but You always have to remember that's what God wants.
Okay. Okay. All right. It can be very challenging. And we still have to do it because we're Christians. And we are trying our best to be as Christ-like as we possibly can be. Okay.
And God can help.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So let me go on and give you, our show is very short this morning. We did have other giants scheduled, but like I said, they're on spring break. And so I'm just grateful to have my two, actually, out of this group of kids, they are my most seasoned reporters. So I'm happy to have them with me this morning. So, Taria, the question of the day is, which of the Ten Commandments is most important to you? Do you really try to follow the Ten Commandments?
I think the commandment that means the most to me is to also love thy parents and honor your parents.
Okay. Why is that so important to you?
Because it's like honoring God, because God put your parents on this earth to take care of you and while worshiping God.
Okay. I like that answer. And you're correct. It is important that we learn to honor God, our parents, because in honoring our parents, we are honoring God. And you want to live a long time. It says that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Yes. And so when you see, if you ever see on TV and you see young children or young people that are getting shot down and killed and that are dying at a very young age, then you know that the Ten Commandments are accurate, because many of them, not all, I won't say all by any stretch of the imagination, but many of them are not honoring their parents or not doing the things that their parents taught them to do. And so when you put yourself in that situation, you always endanger yourself. You're putting yourself in possible harm's way. So it is important that we learn to follow the Ten Commandments, and not just so we're not hurt, but just because it's the right thing to do. And we want to do the things that please God. Okay, Ms. Taria, we are going to be bringing our show to a close because our time is running out now. We are thankful for Luke Alexander Gladney and Ms. Taria for their time and for their effort. They did a wonderful job in putting together their view of the Ten Commandments. And so I want to thank them and once again thank their parents. Once again, if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12 and you would like them to become involved in Junior Giants, please give me a call. And that number that you can reach me at is 678-516-5570, and I will get back with you at my earliest possible convenience. I want to thank you. Thank you, Taria.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great week, and we'll be praying for you. When they go back to school, they will be doing the Georgia Milestones, which are the similar tests that we used to take growing up. And we're going to be praying for you, Taria, that you do an outstanding job, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Until we meet you again, we will be back again, I believe, the 20th. We want to hope that you have a wonderful week. Enjoy your children. Enjoy life in general, because God is good. Follow those Ten Commandments, and they will help you more than you realize. This is Ms. Sharon. We are signing off Junior Giant Speaks. Thank you for being with us. Have a great day. We're going to go off with a little music, and we're going to do Check It at the Door by Jazzy Boy, a.k.a. Anthony High. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You know, I was just thinking the other day what it is that God requires of us. what it is that he's calling for. And being that he's the only God, he's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where he is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind. Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mic. You can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. So I try to end it on my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face.
Check it out the door, check it out the door, check it out the door.
Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash, he cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me, it's to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until he shows up.
All that's
saying is, I want to be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.
I'm not right.
I need you, Lord.
Check my prayer life or my role. Check my spirit, my
That was Jazzy Boy with Checking at the Door. We're getting a lot of static there, and I thought that was what I know. All right. I want to thank you for spending this time with us on this Saturday morning here in the Metro Atlanta area, and we thank you to those who are listening in different parts of the country. May God bless you. Please give us a call if you do have children that are interested in being a part of Junior Giant Speak. You can go to our website at www.juniorgiantspeaks.com and get an idea of kind of how we operate. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. God bless you and have a good week. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.